What is going on, guys? It's 3-Bit Gamers here, and today we're bringing you our new podcast, which we've decided to name Podcast Accomplished. I'm here with Jake and Liam.
Hey, Liam here.
And hey, it's Jake, the sexy one.
So today we're just going to talk over a few things. We're just going to sort of introduce ourselves first a bit, because, I mean, we haven't really spoken much about ourselves. We've just kind of posted some videos and got on with it. So, Jake, tell me something about yourself.
You just completely left me out there. You went Liam, and then you didn't say me.
What?
I haven't explained myself. He didn't, went Liam. Did he not, Liam?
What
do you mean? I don't understand what you mean. He didn't... Jake, you're making no sense at the moment.
Okay, well, right, that's part of me, by the way, guys. I make no sense at times. So as you can tell already through this podcast, which has been about 2 minutes long,
I have made no sense. And you're the one we should never pay attention to.
Yes, really. So
that's about right, yeah.
As you can tell, that's one part of me. I'm sporty, athletic, and I play games a lot, like PS3, computer, which is what we're going to be doing a lot of, is computer games, which is what all three of us are going to be playing together. Me and Liam are probably going to do PS3 together. Dan's probably going to do maybe, I don't know how he'll do Xbox by himself. I might let him borrow one of my recording system or something so he can record his Xbox if he gets it working, if he's got it working. Yeah, so that's basically me.
Yeah, I am a bit like Jake. I'm quite sporty. I don't do as many different sports as him. I'm mainly a football man. I also play a lot of games. I play PC games. I have an Xbox as well, unlike these two are PS3s. Jake does have an Xbox, don't you?
Yes, it's upstairs right now, but we're thinking of selling it. And me and my brother, as it's both of us, we're going to split it. We got it at the time Call of Duty 4 came out, so that was the game me and my brother played a lot together, but just not online, because we didn't have online an Xbox back then. But then I moved to PS3. He kept the Xbox to himself. But it's basically both of us. I can jump on it whenever I want, if it works.
Yeah. I mean, I do have a PS2. I used to have a PS1. I'm not sure where that is now. I have, Game Boy. I got GameCube. I actually play that quite a bit sometimes. Pokemon Colosseum is my personal favourite. Liam, what do you have? I know you have PS3.
Yeah, well, mainly PS3 and computer games are my thing. I suppose I play my DS quite a lot, and I've got a Wii as well, but don't really play online on them. Hoping to get a PlayStation Vita, though. Should be able to, I think when I get it, I should be able to record that as well.
No, there isn't an output slot for that. They've already checked out on that.
Really? That sucks. I was thinking of getting a Kinect for the Xbox. I'm not sure about it, but it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, but Jake, the thing is, with PS Vita, I'll be able to connect to my laptop anyway, and I can do it via Bluetooth.
Yeah,
with my new software, you can get it off PSP Bluetooth as well. Same with PSV.
Because what's then the GameSpot had a problem with that recording their PS Vita is they've already got.
Yeah.
They got them early. So, yeah.
I'm not really pro at recording from consoles, so I wouldn't really know, to be honest.
Well, yeah, anyway, like I was saying, I'm trying to think, games I mostly play, I suppose, mainly just college, my favourites are mainly college, really, play Uncharted 3 and Assassin's Creed sometimes, the next game I'm probably going to get is going to be Final Fantasy 13 too. I'm looking forward to that, definitely.
As much as I looked forward to Final Fantasy 13, I'm just not excited for the next one. I don't know why. I think I've gone off it a bit. I'm just not really looking forward to it.
Well, I think the storyline is supposed to be a 10 times... the storyline in 13 wasn't all that good. The characters were really good, but it just kind of lost the Final Fantasy kind of atmosphere. It was more...
I know a lot than
the actual gameplay, mainly.
I know a lot of people complained it was very linear. But that didn't really bother me that much. I don't know if it was just me or...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you heard about the Xenoblade Chronicles?
The what?
Yeah,
the Xenoblade Chronicles.
The one for Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, I'm going to get that as well, whenever I get the money.
Oh, yeah, you linked me to that, didn't you? I remember that.
Yeah,
now.
I linked you to that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I didn't stick with the Final Fantasy series after number 7. I got, because I just basically liked Cloud the most. And did he sort of die off after a while?
Jake, what we've got to do, we've got to say big thumbs up to Kingdom Hearts, because, yeah, that's probably my all-time favourite game. Kingdom Hearts and Kingdom Hearts 2.
I'll put my hands up. Yeah. I'll put my hands up right here and say I've never played Kingdom Hearts.
Right, Dan, I'm sorry, but you deserve this. It's one of the most awesome experiences you can have on a PS2.
I agree, it's quite childish because it's Disney characters, but it's just so amazing. It's like,
there's so much complex in the build.
There's so much stuff to do as well.
She's built so complexity around the characters. Like, you'd think a Disney character wouldn't fight. And then you go onto that game and you have people goofy and things. And they're just like your helpers. And it's just a completely epic storyline, which you need to play one time, Dan. You really do.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, like, gameplay and stuff for it, but I don't know. It looks like quite good. I might try it out sometime. I can find it somewhere. I get it cheap. I'll give it a shot.
Anyway, yeah, back on to me. Yeah.
I think he likes to talk about himself.
No, I was kind of in the middle of introducing myself, and then we just really wandered off onto different subjects twice.
Yeah.
So anyway, my mate, most of the time, I'm like nothing like these two. I'm not sporty, I'm not very active. I live quite a very secure and online life, mainly. Yeah, I'm not someone who just, like, goes out all the time, because most of the time I just can't be bothered. But, yeah, a lot of my stuff is just online.
I'm pretty lazy as well, I guess I could say.
I don't know about you lot, but I think Dan has one as well, but I have this thing called the Colorless, which I go on, which was basically built up around people who love anime, and it was made up from 4chan people. Basically, it's where just basically online people from around the world chat to, and I've got quite a few friends from that. So I don't know if you've done anything like that, Liam, because you said you're a lot online.
Yeah, I am online a lot.
But you have out like that.
I'm on a couple of forums.
I'm on a couple of forums as well. Don't really go on them anymore. Used to a lot. But I suppose most of my online friends are through, like, games. Quite a lot of them are from Osu. If any of you guys don't know what Osu is, basically you got to match the beats that are on screen to the timings.
Right, guys, I've got to do the mum alarm because I've got to go for a second.
Mom!
Oh, dear. Anyway, right, I've got to go to a game. This actually could come into play quite well now. I thought I was going to do a yes-no game for a bit of fun. I don't know why. Now Jake's gone, we could maybe give it a shot. Right. Yeah. See if you can beat this yes-no game. How many questions should we do?
What, do you mean the yes game of, like, you're not allowed to say yes or no?
Yeah. How many questions should we see from D?
I say 10 each.
10 each, right.
Start off with.
Alright.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Oh, that was quick. Jake, Liam, just open that up. Jake, we're going to play the yes-no game.
The yes-no game?
Yeah, you know you're not allowed to say yes or no.
Is it that website you just linked me to?
Yeah, it is. If you go like, halfway right. down, there's just a list of questions. Right, Liam. I'm going to give you 10 questions to start off with. Right.
Okay.
Does your jacket have a hood?
I don't think it does.
Does your first name have more letters than your last name?
Definitely not.
Did you eat breakfast this morning?
I don't recall doing so.
Do you like broccoli?
Not really.
Do you have a cat?
Possibly.
Do you have a dog?
Maybe.
Have you ever gone fishing?
A few times.
Were you in bed at 9:30 last night?
Mm-hmm.
You can't use not an answer to this. I'm going to have to do the 5-second countdown. Five.
Of course not.
Right. Can you do a flip
This is a simple answer. You should ask front or back.
Can you do a front flip?
Front flip. On the trampoline, I can.
Can you say all of Peter picked a peck of pickled peppers without a mistake? And prove it.
Never.
Prove it.
I don't even remember. I can't even remember the saying.
Peter picked a peck of pickled peppers.
That all?
Yeah, just, can you say it without mistake? You said you can't, so prove it.
I can't even remember it. Again, that's how bad my memory is.
We'll just keep going. Let's keep going.
I have, like, proper short-term memory.
Are you wearing socks? Final question.
I can't remember, actually.
Alright, I'll take that as
I actually had to look at my feet then to...
so what's the answer?
Oh, I'm on the website now.
Liam, what's the answer, yes or no? Are you wearing socks?
I think you're going to have to do it five seconds.
Certainly.
Alright. You won.
That took a while.
Jake, yeah, we can kind of continue.
I don't think he won that, because he said not a lot. And he did say yeah when I said front flip or back flip, so we already cut him out there.
Did he?
Yeah, but that's because you were actually part of the one asking the question, though.
Oh, yes, I was. He just didn't know it.
No, you were asking the question. It was me. I'm the yes-no question master.
No! I've already lost.
Right.
You're off the game.
Is anyone asking me or am I asking? I don't know. I'm confused.
Jake. The game.
Right,
Jake. I do not compute.
Jake, do you want to play then as well?
Go on then.
Right, I'll ask you 10 questions.
Right. Easy peasy.
Do you know what day Christmas is on?
25th of December.
That's not an answer.
That's not the answer. You have to
I guess that is the answer. Because...
No, you have to say something that means yes or no. You have to answer with something that means yes or no.
No, I'm going to count that answer because it's like... Do you know?
Because I just gave you the answer.
Then he gave us the answer.
Yeah, but that was too of an easy question, though.
Do you have a teddy bear?
I've already lost.
You said yes.
Oh, yeah, we forced him into a corner there, Dan. Jake, you deserve the fail noise.
Okay, I'll get it on.
Mom.
Oh, I've got my...
That didn't work. Right.
I had him on did. He could turn down.
Am I having a turn or he's going to carry on?
I'll ask you.
Go on, then.
Right. Did you wash your hair last night?
Certainly not.
Do you think 30 pennies will cover $1 completely?
I don't think so.
Did you carry your lunch today?
I had no lunch.
Have you ever ridden an aeroplane in your sleep?
Hey, wait, he said no.
No.
Said,
I didn't say no.
He didn't, I had
just
no. Said
then.
He said,
I realised when I said it,
so that's two of us who actually did it. Who didn't do it and one of us did.
Right. No, I went, I had no lunch. I should have said I didn't have any lunch. And it would have worked. I didn't have any lunch.
We didn't.
No. That was kind of a fail on your part,
okay.
Then.
I think Liam won that one.
I think Liam has to ask us two now. Because I didn't return what you couldn't understand properly. It was a bit
we won. No, we won.
We completed
a game. I think we need to carry on.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that game.
Ooh, yeah. I just so want to play Pac-Man right now.
I love Pac-Man.
The original name of Pac-Man was Paku Paku.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it was Paku Paku. I remember hearing this somewhere.
It was Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
That's it. I heard it somewhere.
Ever movie.
And then they were scared to scratch out the P's and make them look like F's.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. See, that's just mind-blowing. I could have done the W2F boom there, but I just chose not to, because it's like... Because... it's just that. Sorry, no.
You've actually pressed the name.
I just randomly pressed one, and it was that. Yeah. So, games, what have just come out recently.
There hasn't been any.
No,
Liam was talking earlier about the games that he plays a lot. I thought we could maybe expand on that a bit.
Oh, I've already completely forgotten with this soundboard and my mum interrupting in that yes-no game. I've just completely blown past what Liam said.
Oh, well, yeah, it was... I said I play Call of Duty a lot. I play Uncharted 3, Assassin's Creed. And, yeah, I think that was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, I play Football Manager. It's, like, my big biggie. I play it, like, all the time. I'm constantly on it. And if I'm not on that, then I'm on my Xbox playing FIFA a lot. I play online and I play, like, career mode as well. And that's pretty much all I've played lately. I can't think
Wait. You're leaving out the biggest one.
Minecraft.
Yeah, we are all missing out the biggest one, and that is Minecraft.
I didn't get my go again.
How do you go now, then, Jake?
I just can't. That's for you, Liam.
We'll have to put a counter to find out how many times we have to play that noise.
Yeah, that's actually going to be it.
Alright, JJ, what games have you been playing recently?
Minecraft, Call of Duty, FIFA, Assassin's Creed, Left 4 Dead, Crash Team Racing, VVVVV, Tron Armageddon game.
Oh, yeah. The Tron.
Mirror's Edge. I've also been playing, where is it? Minesweeper. I did it in 25 seconds on beginner. I'm a pro. I also have been playing a bit of chess, because my brother's just started chess at his school and he wanted me to play with him. So, yeah.
Oh my god, anybody want to play a game of Extreme Wabble?
I've also played Wabble.
Which is just an online Scrabble game for anyone wondering.
I played Yu-Gi-Oh! I played Sonic, and I've been playing a bit of Pool, Morris, Reverse Eye, and yeah.
Right. Yeah, I'm just going to be right back. I'm going to actually check all the games that are out, see if I've played anything else.
Right, what I wanted to ask you two about, right, you two both have Modern Warfare 3, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't have Modern Warfare 2, but obviously I had Black Ops, and I was wondering, is it worth getting, what are the major differences between Black Ops and Modern Warfare 3?
Well, first of all, Modern Warfare 3 is more cartoony than Black Ops. Second, sniping is... like, more sniper-friendly on Modern Warfare 3. A lot of the guns on Modern Warfare 3 are not balanced, if I can say. Because, have you ever played COD 4?
Yeah, I've got COD 4.
The guns on them are just about balanced, aren't they?
Yeah, I'd say pretty much.
And then it started to uprise a bit for Modern... for World of War didn't uprise, so it stayed the same.
Yeah, I played that.
For Modern Warfare 2. Then, Black Ops sort of went down a bit to make them more balanced, and Modern Warfare 3 is shot up.
What are you on about? What the hell are you on about?
Oh, yeah, you
Modern Warfare 2 was quite a lot, was really balanced. The only gun that wasn't balanced on Modern Warfare 2 was maybe the shotguns and the ACR.
Yeah, yes, what I was asking was just...
And snipers.
Liam, what I was asking... Right. Liam, what I was asking was... because I don't have Modern Warfare 3, I was wondering the differences between Black Ops and Modern Warfare 3 and if it's worth getting, because I'm thinking of buying it.
Let me think. Yeah, it is a lot more cyber-friendly, but the really annoying thing about it is that there's just these noob weapons that so many people use, and they just tank everyone with them. Suggests the PP90M1, that's really annoying.
Type 95.
The Type 95, the MP7. I'm trying.
All the snipers.
The snipers aren't nerfed at all, really. They're just
all the shotguns with extended mag because you get more bullets.
Yeah, the strikers really annoying.
Do people actually play like objective based on Modern Warfare 3, or is it just like a bit 50-50 like Black Ops?
A lot of people do play objective based because Jake does it all the time.
I get distracted a lot.
Yeah, Jake
just I just see a flag.
Jake's just like flag, and I'm just like, defend Jake quickly before he dies.
Because in one game, I did catch some like 20 flags in capturing the flag, I think it was.
Yeah.
I just went mad at capturing the flag. They were like, triple cap, they've capped two, I'll cap them two. They capped the other two, I'll cap them again. I got the most caps and most defense in the game.
I think that
was when I got a multi C4.
That was
quite amazing. C4 is the only explosive worth using on Modern Warfare 3. I think that the grenades and Semtex are so underpowered.
Yeah, sorry.
So that basically Modern Warfare 3 for you.
Oh yeah, noob tubes again. Noob tubes.
They've been underpowered.
Yeah, I know, but they're still so annoying that you can still get them. The people easily get one shot kills with them because they land so close to you.
Yeah, if they can aim.
Do I get passed as a noob tube with an RPG? I've been using RPGs a lot.
Yeah,
I got a headshot, but killed two people with an RPG. How pro is that?
I think it's definitely good is that they've put the RPG 7 as a level 80 unlock.
Oh yeah, the unlock's different, aren't they?
Yeah, the RPG 7 is level 80 unlock, which is a lot better.
Is it just level unlocks that unlock certain guns?
Every level you go up, it unlocks them. Just about all something to do with a gun. I've got an ACR level 30 and a SCAR L level 30, so I can basically have any attachment on them I want.
Yeah,
I've got like a strike level 10 and got that on it.
Yeah, things I just really liked, being able to buy like what attachments you wanted if you needed them, because it's annoying sort of going through different attachments when you don't actually need them and you're waiting to get, say, like a red dot sight or extended mags. On Black Ops, you can just buy it straight away and get on with it.
Yeah, well, I think what's a lot better with the Black Ops buying system is that you're allowed to choose whatever attachments you want straight away as long as you have an amount of money. Modern Warfare 3, though, the attachment rate, the gun XP rate is actually really balanced and it's quite high. You don't need that many kills to level up your gun. Although, try and get to level 31, to get gold camo, which is what a lot of people use, that is quite a lot. I think that's more XP than you actually need to get to level 80 to the prestige.
Yeah. So, well, how many levels do you need to go up with like your gun to get all the attachments?
That's 27, I think, is the last attachment. When most guns, it's thermal sight, apart from snipers.
That's not too bad, I guess.
But it's 20.
And then it's camo to go up to level 32, I think it is.
On.
Right. 31, yeah.
The only thing that I don't like is that extended mags is level 25. That's the only attachment that I don't like being high level. All the rest are in perfectly good order.
What are the differences with the... I know I'm getting quite detailed in this. What are the differences between the perks? I know some of the perks have changed as well. Are they...
Liam, I'll let you.
The perks are very balanced in Modern Warfare 3. It doesn't really matter if you have Dead Silence on, because it doesn't really do much. Recon is a really good perk to use, especially if you're just starting out. Just throwing a flashbang marks them on the map as a triangle, like the Blackbird did.
You're completely forgetting
Jake, that
about
was really loud.
Flash Shield Pro. Sorry, I'll turn it back.
Please don't play that.
Flash Shield Pro. Liam, Flash Shield Pro is way too overpowered for a perk.
Yeah.
What is Flash Shield Pro?
Blast Shield Pro, Blast Shield obviously gives you extra resistance to explosives, but Blast Shield Pro, it stops flash and stun affecting you, so you could be like it could blow up right in front of you, and you can literally still see.
That is quite overpowered. I'll admit, it sounds like Black Jacket, but just even worse.
It is worse,
that
Black Jacket.
That deserved a harm, because Liam was saying everything was
Well, I did say everything. I said most of them are. Trying to think what else. another thing I like is that they've brought back the tactical knife. That so helps, especially if you've run out of ammo for your gun while you're surrounded or chasing a few people.
Yeah.
Just pull out your pistol, shoot them. If you run out of ammo, you can knife them from it. The tactical knife adds a lunge onto your knifing as well. You lunge normally, but it's only about 2 or 3 feet. Another thing that... Knifing a Modern Warfare 3. It's absolutely disgusting. You could have... On your screen, you could have knifed someone. You lunge at someone. Your knife goes straight through them, and they'll just knife you. That is how... That's the only thing that I don't like about the knifing system on Modern Warfare 3, is that it's so goddamn laggy.
There is also something else about it, is the hit detection, and also when you touch a player. Because when you touch a player, you start to just bounce away from them.
Yeah.
Like if you try and run, because in like the old ones, you could run through them. Well, in this one, if you run next to them and touch them a bit, you will bounce a bit to the side. And if they stand in the door, you are just stuck in that room.
Yeah, that's quite annoying.
I think we should change this topic now, because we've talked about Black Ops and Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, I think we've gone on a bit of a tangent.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I know this kind of is kind of not very away from the topic, but Modern Warfare 3 was not.
That's nowhere near.
It wasn't compared, but it was linked. Not linked. I can't think of the word, but Modern Warfare 3 and Battlefield 3, they were like the two big games coming out the end of last year.
Like Battlefield is supposed to be the COD killer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Battlefield 3, in my opinion, it's an extremely good game. I've got that too. I've played it once, maybe, because my dad bought it like the other day.
Yeah.
But it's a really good game.
I wasn't sure.
Do you want to hear a fun fact?
Go on.
FIFA 12 is on top of the charts, has been for 4 weeks, and then it goes Modern Warfare 3. So, but the COD killer wasn't in the charts, wasn't Battlefield 3 at all, it was FIFA 12 itself.
That's pretty cool. But it's not like the same gaming market, is it?
Yeah, I know, but in the charts of all the games, FIFA 12, for 4 weeks running, has beat Modern Warfare 3.
Anyway, can I get back to what I was saying about Battlefield now?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, like I was saying, Battlefield, good game. Guns are all balanced, as far as I've used so far. What's good as well with the bolt action snipers and stuff, instead of like on Call of Duty where you can reload the bolt while in scope, you've got to release your scope to reload.
Yeah.
That stops people from just toning like a certain area with a sniper rifle, and so basically there's a lot less chance of getting hit by a sniper. The guns are, you can kill people quite easily. The recoil on all the weapons is actually quite bad, so the recoil is really, really, really balanced. So no matter what weapon you're using, you're always going to have some sort of recoil.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed sniping on Battlefield 3. Bad Company 2. Don't know why I said Battlefield 3. Yeah, I was thinking of getting Battlefield 3 instead of Modern Warfare 3. Which one would you go for?
I played the demo for Battlefield 3, so I can't really say out, because the beta is a completely different to actual game, so I'm just going to have to stay out of this conversation, because I've only played Modern Warfare 3, so Liam, you're the better one to give it. Go.
What are we talking about now? Are we still talking about the same subject? I wasn't listening.
Really?
Yeah, sorry, I was trying to write down that. My other topic that I just said. Yes, I agree.
Alright, so yeah, right. We were talking about, should he get Battlefield or Modern Warfare? The new ones.
Battlefield or Modern Warfare 3. Personally, I'd probably get both, but the first
that
one...
That doesn't help at all, right?
No, listen. Like I said, personally I'd get both, because they're both worth buying, but first I'd definitely get Modern Warfare 3 first.
Yeah.
It is definitely a class above all the previous Call of Duties.
No, it's not.
It is. It's You just don't like it. You just don't like it at all. You prefer Black Ops, but I don't see why.
I do enjoy playing Black Ops myself, like, quite often.
Yeah, I play Black Ops as well because it's still a good game and I'm a really high level on it. So I want to get it to at least 10th prestige.
He just wants to beat me, that's all.
Yeah, kind of.
I think you're
higher in rank though, Jake, but I'm higher on the leaderboards.
Yeah, but I play objective on COD. I play objective all the time, so you go for kills, it boosts you up in the leaderboard. Well, there isn't a leaderboard for how many captured the flags there were.
There's a leaderboard points though, and I'm higher than you on both of them.
Yeah, that's because we played a lot of team deathmatch, and I was the one who suicided to get you to kill.
Although you are also the one that when we was playing team deathmatch once tried saving my life and gave the guy a double headshot.
Yes, I dived in front of the bullet. Thinking, I'll save.
Trying to save me when I was on a 10 kill streak, and then he got us both.
Okay.
Anyway, Jake. Right, Jake, you have Brotherhood, right? Unless you don't have it anymore.
Yes, I still have it.
You've got Brotherhood, right? Brotherhood. What do you think about Brotherhood? To be honest.
I've played the other Assassin's Creed as well, because my cousin's got them all, so I've played them all. For Brotherhood, I would say it has a very long and strenuous storyline, and there was no point to the system of you having, like, recruiting members. I thought it was a good idea. Like, in a new Assassin's Creed, they've made it so they have their own little storylines. But in Brotherhood, it was just not needed in it, really.
Yeah, but Brotherhood isn't an official Assassin's Creed game, though, is it? It's not actually it's a sideline game, not an actual. Like, they're bringing out Assassin's Creed 3 sometime in the future, that's already been confirmed. But Brotherhood and Revelations aren't actually part of the full games. They just they made them just mainly because they couldn't fit all of Ezio's story into a single game.
Hmm.
But yeah, I agree what you say. Brotherhood was, the campaign for Brotherhood was just so out of line. It had so many unnecessary components. But what do you think about the online, if you've played online?
Yeah, don't forget I met them two lasses on it when messing about trolling people on the game. I think it's alright, but it's too easy just to troll people on, so you get trolled a lot back. Because on Assassin's Creed, you can, like, if you had the cloaking thing where you made yourself someone else, you could do that. Walk around in a crowd of people who looked exactly like you and start going, "Where? You found me, you found me." Then they would kill a computer guy. They would get annoyed at you. You would kill them and they would rage quit. It was too easy to make someone rage quit.
Yeah, but the problem is, Jake, that your whole concept of that's wrong, because if someone's chasing you, you can't actually kill them. You can only stun them. But
yeah, you can kill anybody.
No, not on Brotherhood, you can't. You can only kill your target. You can't kill other people unless they're not your target. And the chance of you being, and that you can't actually be, your target can't be the person who's actually following you. Although, you can have it so, like, you're chasing somebody who's getting chased. No, you're chasing somebody who's chasing somebody who's chasing you. So it's like a triangle of three people chasing each other. I've had that a few times.
I think we should change this topic.
Wait. Right. Have you played Revelations?
Only part of the storyline.
Well, the storyline is a lot better, I agree. It's so much better, the storyline. It's just so more involved with the game. It's a lot more detailed as well. The multiplayer, I think the actual graphical user interface for the multiplayer is a lot more cluttered. It's a lot harder to find things, and it gets a lot of getting used to. But the gameplay is a lot better, especially after they introduced the zip lines and the hook blade. That is a great addition to the games.
I'm just sat here silently. Never played any Assassin's Creed. I sound like a total gaming noob. Like, all these games we talked about, like, most of them, I've not even played. I used to have, like...
Yeah. Well, why don't you talk about something that I haven't played, because quite a lot of the games I have played.
Or maybe we should go on something that's maybe not the game-based, right? This is one I wanted to ask, right?
Idea.
Brothers walked in the room.
I can't even ask
him it. Brothers walked in the room, gave me a weird look.
I was going to say, we could just talk about, like, I know a lot of film stuff compared to you guys. I'll say we can add that in, like, towards the end, because it'll be things that no one else can join in with. But I was thinking, why don't we talk about, like, sports or something we like, or internet memes, or just something that was, like, completely different to what we would actually think we'd talk about, like, memes, like, have you ever heard the 40 memes in one song?
Yes, that's a good, that is a good video. It's so funny.
Yeah. It's a mix of, like, Chocolate Rain's Breathing Away from the Mic and Nyan Cat. It's got two versions of Nyan Cat in it, I think.
Yeah,
it's got, like...
It's actually Tak Nyan, Jake.
Right. Can I get on to what I was saying earlier? Sorry, I got distracted. My brother came in and I had to go do something. Yeah?
Go on, then.
What I was going to ask earlier, right? You're stuck in a box room for 30 days. You're not allowed any internet access at all. You're allowed electrical supply, but that's fine. You have to take in three items with you to sort of entertain you for these 30 days. You get food delivered to you and so you stay alive.
Right.
What three items would you take with you?
I'd take at least my TV, at least.
Yeah, but what are you going to connect it to? Because you can't watch any TV.
He just said you've got electrical supplies and my TV's got three of you built in.
You're not allowed any access like that. You're not allowed any outside access.
Yeah, but you just said we've got electronic access.
Yeah, but I said...
Yeah, you've got stuff electronical, like...
Freeview doesn't count,
like
Liam.
Yeah.
Freeview... You're not on Freeview, either.
That's not fair.
Yes, what three items
okay,
to take?
If I couldn't take my TV, I'd probably take my CD player and a few and some CDs.
Your CD player
like this one, for instance.
What?
Like the intro, for instance.
Yeah, CDs and CD player can count as one thing. You know, you can't take like a TV and then like a console with you. You do realise that.
Yeah, I'd take. Well, I don't know because I'd rather just if I was in a. Do you mean on my own? Like if I was on my own in a room.
Yeah, you're on your own in a room. You're not getting your friends.
Oh well, if I'm on my own, then yes, I'll take probably my CD player, right. TV and my PlayStation 3.
Why would you need your CD player if you've got your PS3?
Because I listen to music, Jake.
Yeah, but you can listen to it through your PS3.
But then you don't have internet, Jake, so you can't listen to it through your PS3.
So you not put CDs
in
your
PS3? Can we
with a
CD?
I don't think the CDs work through your PS3, I'm not sure.
They do, because that's where the music part's on the motherboard. Interfacing big opening thing.
Yeah. Good, JJ. what would you take with you? Three items.
A blow-up doll. No, let's just scratch
that. I think Jake would definitely take a football.
How did you know? That was the first thing I was going to say. I was going to say football. Just because I could kick about with it when I get bored. My iPod, because it's got loads of different games. And my computer, so I can charge my iPod.
Not bad.
Jake, you put... Oh, never mind. Right. I think I don't... Dad would definitely take his MP3 just so he could listen to Ellie Goulding.
Yeah, obviously.
Who he loves, of course. Everyone, you should know, he has...
An Ellie Goulding
He imagines Ellie Goulding at night, okay? Let's just leave it at that.
Of course I do.
Right?
Yeah, but he also imagines Mark all bright at night, so...
Yeah, I do. Right, what I would take with me... Well, we can cover that sometime later. What I'd take with me, I would take a football like Jake, take my laptop, Football Manager, and a couple of the games, and I would take some music. And that's all I would need.
Can we do box tournaments where we can play football against each other in our boxes?
No, it's not allowed.
Can it not be like a see-through box?
No, we're not allowed. It's a box. We're not even like in the same like universe.
I'm gonna have to go for a second, and I'm gonna have to mute my mic as well.
Okay then.
Okay. Let's just say bye. Right.
Anything else you want to talk about, Jake?
It's just the two of us, Dan. Just the two of us.
Okay.
Yeah, I better not sing that because I can't sing, and yeah.
That could lead us on to our next subject, actually. Sopa.
Go on, then.
Sopa.
Sopa, well, Ian's away because he doesn't know much about Sopa, so he just researched like 2 seconds before the podcast, so we'll do that before Ian knows. Sopa is somewhat what I believe could change everything, literally everything to do with the internet, and it's one of them things, it's got too much power in it, and they need to rethink it, really.
Well, yeah.
I think it could count to the world of cyber war, which would end the world, if you think about it logically. So, yeah.
If I've researched read correctly, it allows the US government to... They can basically shut down any websites that are US-based. I think it's US-based websites they can actually take down. But and if it's outside the US, that they can block access if it contains any copyrighted content. But it's weird because, yeah, I mean, I'll let you talk in a second. Some of the laws can... You can get sent to prison for like 5 years, up to 5 years, for some of these offences. So something like singing a song that's copyrighted on YouTube, I don't think that would get you 5 years, but potentially it could get you up to 5 years in prison. I think it's ridiculous.
What's his name? Did you not hear about the story about them trying to prosecute a guy from England? America did, for copyright.
I haven't.
I'll find it now, but basically, a guy's getting copyrighted for using something from America over here, and they're trying to prosecute him in America, so they're trying to get him to fly over to America. What would you think about that if that happened?
Well, it depends what sort of content it was, to be honest, and what he was using it for, because if he was using it to make a profit or something, then you could kind of prosecute him. I don't know exactly what happened, but, I mean... If you look at something like Mega Upload, that's a big story, because they completely took it down, didn't they? They actually took down Mega Upload, and then retaliated, didn't they? Mm. I can't remember exactly which website it was, but, you know, I think it was...
I know which website it was. It was the FBI one.
It was the Department of Justice.
Yeah, FBI. There was one like that.
Department of Justice, FBI, the Motion Picture Association of America have been...
Yeah, they all got put down by a third-party group who we shall not mention.
In retaliation to Mega Upload thing. It's just... I mean, the thing is, if one thing...
Like I said, it'll start a cyber war. Like I said. Yeah.
One thing happens, one thing can lead to another, and then you never know what can happen. But the thing is, the reverse side of this argument, if SOPA goes through... If you do this whole bill and law passes, and these American sites which could contain copyrighted content, say YouTube for example, even if that did disappear, the internet's always evolving. We would always find a new way, sort of, to find video content, and there'd be a new website would be created, pretty much. But I mean, you could easily argue that. Have you ever heard of the domino theory?
Yes.
Yeah, one thing happens, leads to another.
Yeah.
The reverse side of that
carries on.
Yeah, is if the US decides to ban all these copyrighted things, then the other countries might think, oh, that's a good idea, let's follow on. And then the internet freedom would just completely get destroyed.
That's what I'm saying. Cyber war. End of the world.
I don't think the end.
No, because if you get into a cyber war, then someone can hack into a military base with a nuke, and they can launch a nuke, and then. Yeah, it'll just go on from there. And then the wrong country will get attacked at the wrong times, and it'll just end.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
But yeah, I have a very bad view on it. And as I'm doing this podcast, I'm watching the Call of Community, and Captain Sparkles is just going to his game. And as you know, he's the Minecraft guy.
I watch this stuff quite often, but I mean, I've subscribed to the channel, things like that. Maybe we should talk a bit about our own channel. We haven't really mentioned it.
Which one? 3-Bit Gamers or our own separate? Shall we talk about
3-Bit
Gamers while Ian's away and then try and talk about our ones when he's back?
Yeah.
I have this idea for 3-Bit Gamers that, as on my channel, I wanted 100 subs by the end of the year. I think that our channel should get 300, 100 each, but right now we're having a bit of problem with one of our people to cooperate with us. Not saying no names, but yeah, he's not in this chat either, so I didn't say name, I just said where he's not. So what we're going to do is, basically we're going to upload like our Minecraft series, we're going to upload this podcast, which is also going to be uploaded to iTunes if you want to add it to your iPod if you have one, or MP3 device or whatever, somehow you can. We're also going to be doing like little Let's Plays of like Left 4 Dead, me and Dana have done, we signed with Liam as well. We did the first one with Liam, and me and Dana together doing it. And we're just going to be doing like little games and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, we're going to be uploading different sort of games and different sorts of Let's Plays, different things from all of us, really. We're just kind of getting it up and running at the moment, trying to get a decent amount of content from different games together, and just trying to really piece it all together to start off with.
So, Dan, what about your own channel, your separate one, The Soxes?
My own channel?
By the way, guys, yeah, that's his channel, The Soxes. T, capital T for the, T-H-E. And then capital S for Soxes, which is S-O-X-E-S.
My own channel, I mean, unlike Jake, I haven't been uploading very long, but I started uploading our Left 4 Dead series, it's also being personal 3-bit games, that's getting uploaded, but at a slower rate on my own channel. So if you do want to sort of catch the latest ones, they're always going to be on 3-bit games before they're on my channel. I also started a Portal 2 playthrough, which is going up. And I'm sure I did something else, but I've completely forgotten what it was.
I've seen that FIFA one on your channel.
Oh, it was Football Manager.
Yeah, I
uploaded Football Manager earlier, which was just because someone wanted to see it.
I've got an idea for you, Dan, which you could do a whole new season, start completely fresh on Football Manager, because it's the newest one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 2012.
And you could do that as a series.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing them, like, playing through it, but not sitting there and recording me as I play it. I was thinking of doing, like, play, like, a month or something, then kind of...
Yeah.
Sort of like a 5-minute video, like, showing you, sort of, like, the goals, the results, like, any transfers and things like that. That was an idea I had, to, like, talk over it, just show things. Because I do play it a lot.
Oops, sorry, I just sort of, like, bumped into your thing without knowing that you were going to do it.
Sorry?
Damn.
I mean, it was an idea that I had kind of like a while ago, but never went through it, but you kind of reminded me for it.
Yay! Go Jake! Hooray! Hooray! Jake! Yeah, I'll go to my channel now. My channel is, I'll have to go onto my channel as well to look at all my statistics, because I'm like that. My channel is JH134, I have uploaded 41 videos, if we go to my first ever video, it was put on in 2010, and that's got 512 views, and that was a little picture of Naruto deaths. This is like, if you're into anime, which is another thing I'm into, this is a series in where Jiraiya, and that was about dying and things. Then I did another Naruto thing where it says, from Waterboy, where Mama says girls are the devils. And then I did some, like, you know, the Nier game. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I've got that game.
I've got one of the songs on my account. And then I've made a...
I don't think you should maybe go through every single video.
These are some of my top viewed videos, which are from way back. Kurosaki Ishin. And then I've got a few podcasts, which I didn't start by myself, but I thought I'll stop doing them. And then I started doing montages and mini-tages and commentaries for games, and then I did my FIFA 12 series, which I'm starting. I've got my Crash Team Racing series, I've got my Left 4 Dead series, and behind this is going to be, if you're watching this on YouTube, is going to be a gameplay where I recorded a game called VVV. How many Vs is it?
I have no idea. I think one, it's like two, six or seven. Three.
Yeah, it's six Vs. It's called VVVVVV. It's a very retro-style game, but it's really hard, and as you'll see, it's very big map. It's a very big map, so if you watch this in the background, there's going to be a lot of gameplay of that. I think I've got 80 minutes of it, really. So yeah, and also for my channel, what I am going to do is start, as you can tell, I've got another Left 4 Dead episode to put on there. I've got some more Crash Team Racing to put on there, and I've got some more FIFA to do, and I've also got a montage coming up with like sniping shots, some gun shots, and I've also, if I can remember correctly, I just early got, like I said, a headshot, 2-man kill, in a gap which I couldn't see on Arcade and on Modern Warfare 3. So my new montage which is going to come out is going to have COD 4, Black Ops, and Modern Warfare 3.
Not bad, and Liam is back, and well, why don't you tell us a bit about your own channel?
Yeah, well, my own channel, it's ZIIHD Shocks. Started this channel because, well, I was on Modern Warfare 3, basically. Some guys from this clan asked me for a trial. I bit the trial, and they thought I was pretty decent. They asked me to make a new account, and I said, yeah, sure, fine. After that, I've just been trying to get some clips to upload to my channel on Modern Warfare 3 and Black Ops and stuff. Then I bought I bought Call of Duty 4 not long ago, same time as Jake, actually.
I had to get it for him.
Yes, that was quite annoying.
Sorry, in the second half of the season.
Yeah, that's quite annoying, sorry. Anyway, yeah, so hopefully I'll be able to get some of those clips up so far. I've got one up already, which is the one I've got about to call random 720. Is it a 720? Yeah, I think it's a random 720. Shot on Arcade.
Have you got any other sort of like games that you're planning uploading, or is it just you going for montages at the moment?
Montages probably at the moment. Possibly some commentaries if I actually get any good decent gameplays. I did tell you, but when I get the chance, I want to record a gameplay that I got, which was on. I can't remember the map.
Anyway,
so Team Defender on Modern Warfare 3. Got a 25-3 in the end. Was on a 23 kill streak with a sniper with an L118, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of annoying. But when I get the chance, I'll try and record that. Stick it on YouTube. That was a pretty decent game. Yeah.
Did you hear the story about how I had to get COD 4 for Liam?
Yeah, how? Do you want to explain it for someone else?
Right, Liam is older than me. So we were going into GameStop to get a COD 4 somewhere.
GameStop? We're not in America.
GameStation.
Sorry, yeah. Going to GameStation to just look around and see what was in there. And then we both saw two copies of COD 4 for £10. So I rushed in front of Liam eagerly in the queue, because I'm younger than him, but it was a 16 and I'm 16, but Liam's nearly 17 soon, so he's Dan. Dan's 17, I think.
I'm already 17.
He's Dan's 17. But yeah, as Liam's older than me, I wanted to get him first just to make sure that I could get my copy. I got my copy perfectly fine. But then when Liam came, the problem hit. They asked him for ID. And as Liam's older than me, he wasn't very happy about it, and he didn't have any on him, and the ones
well,
I did have
didn't
work.
Well, yeah, they did my ID.
So he couldn't get it, and then he went off in a rage, and I had to go with him. And he was raging out loud in the shop, swearing as loud as he could and things. So I had to try and calm him down, and then we went to HMV. And he gave me his money, and in GameStation it was £10, like I said, but in HMV it was 15, and I had to spend the extra £5 of Liam's money, so he gave me 20 to get it, and he was so annoyed when I didn't get a Friday in HMV either, and it just really annoyed him.
The one good thing, though, is that £10 of that 20 wasn't actually mine. It was the tenner that my sister owed me, so that was all
right. Guys, as it's been about an hour, should we wrap this up?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure about an hour, if not more, into this recording. I think it's gone
pretty well. The call's been on for... The Skype call that we're recording this one has been on for about an hour now, so... I think it'll be a little less than that, maybe 45 minutes, because we was talking for a while before that, but, yeah.
This is podcast accomplished. I said it right then on my first go. And in probably about a week's time, we will upload our second one. This shall be up probably tomorrow. I'd say Sunday, it'll be uploaded on Monday. So, yeah, this is JH134, ZVI. ZVI, and the Sox is logging off. See you later.